Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Yochote kol ha-parsha tzricha kavana, tamalama, ho-eile, ad kan tzricha kavana, mikan velech et tzricha kavana, didi Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Raya Oma, asher nocha mitzav chayom alo ha-lecha, mikan atalomit she kol ha-parsha kula, tzricha kavana. The question, where exactly do you draw the line between one and the other? Tani Idach, next paragraph, Ad kam mitzvahs kavana, mikam velech mitzvahs kriya. Fine. Till the word alav avecha. There are different opinions. So this is a very serious question. I'm looking at the Ramban and the Rashba. How do I understand this whole Gemara? You have the Makoros. I'm starting with Makor number 3.
Well, if you're nearing a shrine, this is a question out of Pascha and Alokha, this question. Even in Shulchan Aruch, it's not really resolved. 2 days, it's in the Sabbath. Yesh, the right, the mitzvahs trichas kavana, mitikam lagave kriyashma, the Bepasuk Rishon Tzricha Kavana, Ki the Pasuk Rama Beduchta, the Yilu Mandama Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, I feel the Pasuk Rishon Namila Boy Kavana. How do you know? Quotes the Gemara, we saw in source number 1. It says, Ha Yekorei, Ki Beliba Shlatsi, Shlamana Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, O my Kusha, Lema my Kivin Liba Bepasuk Rishon, O Beperik Rishon, Ha the Shma Mina, Leman the Yama Mitzvah Eina Tzrichas Kavana, Af Pasuk Rishon Eino Tzarech Kavana. What are other examples? Megillah and Shofar Ushar Kol HaMitzvahs KeKriyashma. Kishma promises in Rosh Hashanah. That's why Shofar is mentioned. Megillah is also mentioned. Okay, all the three are the same halachic status. None of them require Kavana. Can be Paskin Mitzvahs Eino Tzrichas Kavana. This is what the Ramban is saying. Fine. V'Tanoi it's a Machlokas HaTanoi. Okay, fine. Now, we go further. The Yin Tisha, the last line of this page. Kevin the mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, Kula Namik Liboy Kavana, the whole Krishna, from we go from the beginning to Hashem Elokechem Emes. Zu, the next page, next. Zu Eino Shaila. This is not a question. Why isn't it a question? Why not? Sounds like a very good question to me. No. She'ika kriyashma pasuk rishon ubo yotza yedecho vaso kiramina Allah hasam shma yisrael Hashem alakein Hashem echad zuvi kriyashma shrab yudah anasi itmanami oma shma yisrael Hashem alakein Hashem echad v'nenas yotza alma af mitzvahs kriya b'di evad lesa elav pasuk rishon the rest of Shema, according to the Ramban, is like tefillah. Like you're davening, you're saying Asher. It's very nice to have good kavanah, you say Asher, but it's not absolutely ma'akeh. So what we call Shema is one parsha, is two parshas, is three parshas. No. The whole Shema, according to the Ramban, is 6 words. That's it. That's Shema. Period. But the Ramban is aware of the fact that there could be another opinion. The last few words. Umandin of Foresh, Tre Gavni Bekavona. Whoever explained in this fashion, Lo Tsohir Lefun Gemara Velo Chavir. It's not true. Somebody said it, but it's not true. Well, the most famous person who said it was the Ramban's main Talmud, the Rashba, in source number 5. He is the one who says, it must have been someone who came before, the Ramban is referring to. You have the long Rashba, the middle of the second paragraph, last 6 lines. Ve'evshali loma, O, line with the word O. The Pasuk Rishon Tzarech Kavana, Afila b'diyevet. V'ein dover zed toli b'idach, the mitzvah Shrikos Kavana. Exactly what the Ramban said is not true, the Rashba said is true. The Hasan the Kavana Lotte said the Rav, Kavana to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Avokan, Sarech Kavana Sa'inyan, to think about what you're saying. Kloma Shlo Yahar B'dvar Machem, Tishikabal O Malchu Shomayim Baskama Saleh, as you find by the first Bracha of Shemona Esrei. That's it. Separate then. What do you have to do? Kabbalah Malchu Shomayim. You have aim within, she'll be above all pona the dvar machairim. That's why the first Brahma Shmonesri is different than the rest, and the first pasuk is different from the rest. Wow. The rest is totally mitzvah kavanah. Okay? But if it's a matter of that, what's bracha mishona different? Ramban said it's not true, it's lo chaver, it's not emes. And the Rashba says it is emes. You don't find that every argument is yes emes, no emes. We double the size of shas, it's yes emes, it's not emes. But that's what we have over here in the Ramban and the Rashba. Is it true or is not true? Oh, it's a problem. It's a serious problem. The Ramban proves it's not true from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says it's kavana and doesn't make any mention of a different kind of a kavana, which is independent of the general halacha of shiras kavana. So the Rashba deals with that. For her, the last four and a half lines on this page. For her, the kaboy shamis mina mitzvah shiras kavana. No, yeah. Watch. Should the mashle the bekule kriyash makama? Oh. Hayakara b'Torah, it goes in the entire Shema. If it's a special kind of Shema, of Kavana, that's not required for the entire Shema. It's quite only presumably for the first Pasuk. So therefore, the Gemara says Shema and Mitzvah Shiras Kavana, the general Kavana. But there is an additional kind of Kavana required for Pasuk 1, which is not discussed in the Gemara Brachos, but it exists. So suggests the Rashba. So it's a big machlokas. The Ramban and the Rashba. Fine. Rabosai. The Gemara has different interpretations of how much requires Kavanah. According to the Rashba, the Gemara makes perfect sense. What's critical? Only the first Pasuk. Shema Yisrael. That's what we would say. It's the most critical. But you can also say that the first two Pasukim of Shema are so fundamental. Right? Two psukim require Shema. Why? The first two psukim, for your hafta, right? It talks about Abbas Hashem. But according to the Ramban, why should be a distinction between the first two psukim of your hafta, the rest of your hafta? How can it be? So the answer is that Rashi explains, until Alav Avecha requires Kavana, where does it come from? Until Alav Avecha, where does it come from? We say as follows. How do you know you're supposed to say Shema? We all know. V'dibarta bom. B'shivtcha b'veisecha. B'lech b'shachba b'chamecha. What is bom? What is bom? You could say the first pasuk. That's the Ramban says. Only one pasuk is Shema. V'dibarta bom refers to pasuk one. You could say the whole parsha. Bom the parsha, which includes the words v'dibarta bom. But you could say a third sheet. It's the first three psukim preceding the words with the Barat Abam. Shema Yisrael, V'yahavta, Toyot V'omela. Ah, these three psukim is with the Barat Abam. The Ramban can hold as another sheet that maintains that the first three psukim are the Raisa, but nothing else. Otherwise, the Ramban makes no sense. How do you split it that way? If it's Kavan, you can make what's more or less important with Kavan. But if the Ramban has a question with the Raisa, so we come to be three sheet is what's the Raisa. The first pasuk, the first parsha, was split. First three psukim of the rice and the rest of the rabbon. That's what emerges according to the opinion of the Ramban. Fine. So we have the fundamental machlokas, the kriyishma, to the Ramban and the Rashba. Is there another kind of a kavana, as we saw? What's the Rambam shita? Third page, the Rambam, source number 6. Let's start with source number 7. Hakorias Shema Elokim Eliva LePasuk Rishon Shishma Yisrael Hashem LShishma Yisrael LYos LeChavasa Hashar Elokim Eliva Yotza. Okay, makes perfect sense. So far, so good. Watch. Afilu Hayakori B'Torah Kedarko O Magias Aparshios Aelu Bonas Krishna Yotza Vehu Shekim Eliva LePasuk Risha. Wait a second. What does it say? Kori lahagia works except for Pasuk Risha? That's what it sounds like. Read the Rambam. He's saying, Afilia Kori Petorah Kedaka Magia. He's Yotze. We just saw the Gemara. Kori lahagia is nothing. How can it be Yotze? Rambam's against the Gemara. That's the Kasha. Kasha number one. The Kesef Mishnah brought about his Kasha. Gemal the Gakasha. bad discussion. Okay. The Sofer Rabbeinu. Hayu kimta lefumayda metamash amas trichas kavana. The kama dein tzara kavana. Umayam kiven libo, kiven likros. Aval nidan. The Gemara, which says that Hagia is no good, Phil Mitzis ain't Srichas Kavon. We paskin, Sorach Lechavma Pasuk Rishon, Perushin de Masnis in Hainu, Hoyakore Betora, Afil Lahagia, Im Kivin Liba Pasuk Rishon, Yotza. So writes the Kesef Mishnah. Of course, the question becomes, why? Why should this be so? Why? Koshken, Fabrobo Machmir. He had no sentence, the last 2 lines. The Lamai, the Abasaka died of Kavan, Shain Shom Kavana, Afil Beposik Rishin, Beina, Mia Kavana Likros, Aval Lidan, Dika Kavana, Gemur Beposik Rishin, Shar Parsha Filukora Lagia, Les Lonbo. Wow. So, number one, see, he's learning Pshat in the word Kiman Libo, Mitzvah Shrikas Kavan. The problem, of course, becomes if mitzvah shiras kavana, what's the difference between the first pasuk and the rest? Right? So there's a long lecha mishnah. Time is not allowed to go into it. Yeah, that some of you saw it already. Lecha mishnah says that the Rambam holds like the Ramban. You only need kavana for the first pasuk because that's all that creation is. But that's very difficult. I would say it's impossible. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the entire sort of bad in my handwriting is. Source 6 is a typo. It said halacha dal is supposed to be halacha base. Then the Rambam writes that the entire, you should probably know this by yourselves, all three parashas are going to the Rambam about the Raisa. How do we know the Rambam from Reb Chaim? We know the Gemara from the Keteres, we know the Rambam from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is a famous piece. How could the first three parashas be the Raisa? He says it's based upon Zechiris Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's part of Kabbalah Salmachos, whatever it is, not for now. So the Rambam holds, take my word, halacha base, that all three parts of Shema is the Raisa. So the Lecha Mishnah Teretz, that the Rambam holds the Ramban, is impossible. It can't be. It's impossible. It's impossible. Beyond that, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zichron of the Brocha, that Rav Chaim held, that the Rambam happens to paskin, mitzvahs, and Shrikas Kavon. We'll try to get that as we go. So therefore, this whole interpretation doesn't seem to be right. I would rather argue that the Rama holds like the Rashba. There's a special Kavana which is unique to creation. Kavana Se'inim. Take a look at this Rama. This is, thank God, came out right. Number 7. Let's read it again. Again. What does it say? Hashar im lo kiven libo yotza. Okay? Then he goes further. I feel the car of a talk of Daka, my gears are passionate, the elbow on his of a yotza. Who should keep the evil persecution? Okay? What's afilu? What do you mean afilu where your car of a Torah kedaka? What's the Kiddush? What's car of a Torah kedaka magia more than lo kive libo? Ah. Now we're going to say the following shot. Kive libo is like the Rashba. Kavona sa inya. Kabbalah sa malchus shemayim. So lo kive libo means? Kavanah sa'inim you did not have, but kavanah sa mitzvah you had. Because the Rashi did two dinim. So he says, lo kiven libo, that's kavanah sa'lev, means a special Rashi's Kiddush, but he had the regular standard kavanah mitzvah shrikas kavanah. As the Rambam, even kori b'torah lagia, not even for a mitzvah, still you can be yotzeh. Even with no kavanah, even just kedarko, with no kavanah as a mitzvah, or magia, with not even kavanah to say anything, misasek, Rav Elyona calls it, it's still yotzer. Of course, the question becomes, why? Why? So one of two things. Either you'll say that once your mechavan, the pasuk rishon, such a high level, then it can't be a full korah lagia. Come on, you must have something going. If the guy screams out, Shema Yisroel, or you can maybe help you dinner. Kol ha'osel das v'shono ha'osel. Either way, let's be medayik in lashon the Rambam. the siyum, the last expression, v'hu shekiven liwa v'pasik mishan. Rabbi said, the Rambam was not a redundant man. Had an extra letter in the Rambam. He already said, Kim kiven, what did he say? Lo kiven liwa v'pasik mishan, lo yotze. Then he says, v'hu shekiven liwa. He already said it in the first line. Why repeat it? He already said it. Maybe we're saying as follows. If he was not mechav liwa v'pasik mishan, Rabbi said, he's not yotze the rest. If he's korei b'dakadak or magia either, might have kamina. He reads out of order. He passed an halacha. He reads the three parshas of Shema. He would not to be out of order. Shtal chatchil. Call him a fairly ultimate to read the words, the psukim out of order, the parsha out of order. Many of us do that, right? You daven early, so you say krishma l'mita the first parsha. You don't see at the end, and the first two parshas you read it marv hours earlier. Okay. But if you go out of order, then if you're Makor Lagia or Mithidaka, you wouldn't be Yotze that either. That's what I'm suggesting. You're really not Yotze Makor Lagia at all. But if you read the first Pasha first with tremendous Kavanah Saleh, that'll extend it, whether Al Pidin or B'Mitzias, to the remainder. But if you started from Pasha Beis and Gimel Lagia, and let's say you got to, this could happen, the guy's a Sofer in Magia. He starts with Pasha Svayomer. That's first, the third Pasha. Magia. Then he gets to Veschanan and Akev, he will have fulfilled two parshas, not the third. That's what comes out. At kind of Rabosai, part one of today's shir, to discuss the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay, Rabosai, good. Let us continue now a little bit more. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shofar, this is source number 9. Okay. Hamis Asek, B'tkiya Shofar, L'slamei, Lo Yosei, Chavosa. B'chein HaShomeh, Men HaMisasek, Lo Yotza. Niskavin shomer lotzis yidei chavosa lo niskavin hatokeh lo tziyo o she niskavin hatokeh lo tziyo lo niskavin hashomer lotzis lo yidei chavosa ad she niskavin shomea umashmiya Rebbeinu shel Olam, we just said before that Reb Chaim said that according to the Rambam mitzvahs ain't shvichas kavana. What can be more clear than this? The Rambam is saying in source number 9 when it comes to the mitzvah of tkiya shofar you have to have kavana. Well, what kind of kavana? Again, this is the Machlokes in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which we made reference to earlier. But again, to make a long story very short, it's very possible that Kavonas Shomea Mashmia is another local din. We have the mitzvah Shichas Kavonas as a general din, applies to all mitzvahs. Now we're talking about Kavonas Kriyashma Kavonas Inyan, that's a local din by Kriyashma only, and perhaps Kavonas Shomea Mashmia is also a local din, which applies only to the mitzvah of shofar, because you have to have, you see, all of the mitzvahs we do ourselves. Here's a mitzvah which someone else is doing for us. So you require a relationship between the one who's doing it and the one who is hearing it. It can be a special din, a unique din. That's possible. It depends upon the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which we'll find a little bit later on. Skip a couple of pages, source number 12. Omer Vashi, Shikfahu Parsiyin. Omer Rabba Zal Someres, Hatokeh Lashir Yotza. Shita, I know how. Ma'od Etein, Bo'ahosam, Ochel Matzal Rachman. Bo'ochel. Amalocha, Zichwin, True Aksiv, I'm Misaski B'Amahu, Kamashman. Amal Kasava Rabba, Mitzvah Seh Tzvichas Kavana. Again, when Mitzvah Seh Tzvichas Kavana, we had it, the words are found by Krishma, and Brochas, our first source, and it's found again here in source 13, with respect to the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Okay, very nice. Says Tosfos, source number 16. Omer Avos also meres tokeh l'shiyotz the mitzvah and shiras kavana. And in Pesachim Kuf Yudalit, it's also machlok is in the third place. It talks about karpas and moror. Okay, why in the quote over there? The last line of Tosfos. Hava mina haine birokas derabana, hava mitzvahs doraisa, boy kavana. A distinction between the rabbanans and the doraisas. And the question is, why should this be so? Why would such a distinction make sense? So you have to look, Rabosai, and see what the Rishonim say. It's true, the Rush, when he discusses this, sounds like it's just what we call a compromise. We're not sure, we don't know, So if you're not sure, so what's the general rule? The rice is the chumra, and the rabbana is the kula. That's what the Rush seems to be suggesting in source number 17, not going to the Pratim. But in Tarsus, you get an impression, it's no, it's Mi'ika Redin. Tosfos thinking about it, so we just read it. Hainim with the Yorkos de Rabbana, Abba Mitzvah de Raisa Boy Kavona, not as a suffix, as a Bachs, as based on the Rush. But Mi'ika Redin, and the Mogan of Rabbah is a passing in this way. Allah Allah Maisa, 2 days in the Mechaber and Simon Samach, and the Rabbah is a passing, the Raisa is required Kavona, and the Rabbanas do not require Kavona. And the question is why? You have a general rule called the Tikkur Rabbana came to the Raisa Tikkur. Take a look here in source 23. The Bach. Tikkur Azlin and the Chumra, the Dach of Emidi the Raisa, Gonskiya Shova, Chilas Matzah, is the Raisa. So then the Chumra, we're not sure how to paskin the Yotzeh below Meskaven. Okay. Achilas Moro, which is the Rabbana, Mizman Hazeh, we're Megil, that we eat without Kavanah's Yotzeh. Pshara. Again, 24. Yeshom ate Mrs. Tzvichas Kavanah. Yeshom ate Tzvichas Kavanah. V'chein Aloch, V'chaba Paskins, V'chum. Morgan of Rome, 26. Da'avka v'mitzis d'oraisa, Abba mitzis d'rabona, Ein Sarach Kavanah. It sounds like he's saying it as an Iker Adin, and not purely as a compromise. And of course the question becomes, why? Why should it be so? So I had written one of my svarim, and Rav Shechter Shlita said, one could argue exactly the reverse. So I'm glad that he's here, so we can quote him by name. Okay. I had suggested, and I found it later in one of the Akronim, that the Meshech Chochma says that a mitzvah d'oraisa is an intrinsic obligation. Intrinsic value. If you make a mistake in a shogi, you require a kapara. It's intrinsic. A mitzvah d'rabbana lo sasur, according to the Rambam, it says din d'oraisa, according to the Rambam. But the nature of the din is to follow the words of the chachamim. The same gives an example of following a melech, mamat d'rabbana. Nothing intrinsic. The nature of the mitzvah is to follow what they said. And if you the nature of the violation is to rebel against what they said. If you did it b'shogeg, it doesn't require kapor, as the Nesivus said earlier. Fine. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. If the mitzvah is intrinsic, so kavanah is critical. You have to have kavanah to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem and to do the mitzvah, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do it. Mitzvah, trichas kavanah. But when it comes to the Rabbanans, they said, we tell you to do this. I did it. I didn't rebel. I did it. Even though I didn't have kavanah, perhaps it might be good enough. That's what I wrote in my sefer, and I found the one that wrote it. I want to quote you what Rabbi Shechter Shlita says in his comment in the back on the sefer. We quote it verbatim. He says, "Hayamokol nava lehepach mamish she be mitzvah d'oraisa she mitzvah be'etzem ein tzav l'shem kavanah nosefes l'kovel kibitzvah ma'ashen ke be mitzvah d'rabbanan." She'enena mitzvah be'etzem, mibli she'echavim asiyos l'shem mitzvah, yesh mokon lomar she'en al asiyos l'shem she'en mitzvah. And that's, he says, he gives me credit when I said v'duk, that I meant this. Shechter's much bigger than a lot of schus. That never entered my mind. Habocha yivchor. Okay, so there are two different ways I don't understand this. I'm explaining what the Magen Avraham says. If it's v'ikir adim, and not just as a hachro. As a hachra.
Maybe it was built into the rabbinic requirement that you don't need kavanah.
You can also say, that's what they talk about, sveikis. That they answer around Ramban's kashas. Okay, that's a good point. Very good. Possible. In any event, Rabbosai, back to source 14. The Rashi commenting on the Gemara. Mao the tema hosam ochel matzah kam rachmano v'ochel. Because the Gemara says, again, 12 going to 13, when it says, for pasim, zosim es kashil yosef pshita, hainu hach, no difference between eating matzah and hearing the shofar. No! You might say, hosam ochel matzah rachmano v'ochel. Kamash Milan. Amakasavarom, this is ain't Shrikas Kavana. That's the Sukkah Sekamar. So Rashi is saying over here that the distinction between shofar and matzah, not that shofar is different than matzah is different. Matzah is the ultimate klal. Why? Just misaski bechalom varayis is kainena in the negative. So too misaski bechilas matzah is yotzah because shekainena. You have that know of eating the matzah. The truth is, you get an impression that if mitzvah shrichas kavana, Rabbi Osai, what it really means is that if you don't have kavana, you're purely a misasik. You're purely a misasik. The Gemara's Lashon Masechet Rosh Hashanah later on. Take a look. 18. Hamisasik la yotza. Hotokea la shir yotza. Lema misayle la rova. Omarava tokea la shir yotza. Which the Gemara earlier said, tokea la shir yotza means what? Mitzvahs ain't shirchas kavana. That's the Mefurash Gemara in source 13. Now in 18, the Gemara says, no. Dima tokea la shir nami misasik korile. Misasik korile. Wow. So what do you see? Pash pshad the Gemara. If you hold that mitzvah shichas kavana, if you have no kavana, you're labeled as a misasek. That's what it would appear. That's what it would appear. So that's a posh of shot. Okay? Fine. Okay. Let's assume that for the moment. It says Rashi 15, Kamash Malan, the Afal Gav the misaseku, Yotza. The mitzvahs aid shvichas kavana. So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? That if mitzvahs aid shvichas kavana, you are a misasek, nonetheless you yotze. Frekta Marshaw, source number 19. Let's read it. Nira milashono, the misasek bi alma yotze, koma v'koshe. The behedit nan the kaman, the misasek lo yotze. It should be perek basra, not perek beis. We already in Paragimel. Avahochi Avlanamema. Kamash Malan. Delashir. La Misaseku. Vechein Hedjel. The Kamadav. Perek Basra. As Tosu says. So Rashi is not Maduyuk. Claims the Marsha. Wow. That's a good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Maybe Rashi means as follows. If Mitzvah Street is Kavana. And you don't have Kavana. You're labeled as a Misasek. You're labeled as a Misasek. Kamash Malan. Since we paskin mitzvahs and shirchas kavana, then you're not considered to be a misaseh. That's what it says. Wow. Okay. So again, we had, let's review where we're halfway through the shiur. We end on time. It's now 12 o'clock. We started with this general question of shirchas kavana or not. But one local exception should be called krishma, according to the Rashi, was a unique thing. When it comes to shofar, perhaps shomer mashmir is unique, as we'll get to. And we're discussing the issue of matzah, how it fits in. So the question becomes, do we pass in a fact like this Tzrichusa? The Ran claims that according to the Rambam, the answer is yes. Let's take a look. The last two lines of source 21. Okay, Pasuk Rambam, Perek Sheni, Behitl Shofa, Tzorach Shizkave Mashmiel Lahotim Shomei Lotis, Olavach Eloyotza, he interprets it to me, Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavan. Last line. Perek Vav, Behitl Shofa, Tzum Matzah, Kosa, Tikvu, Behitl Matzah, Yotza. Nu, a steering ramba, flow pligi di dea di day, next page. The svirile, the bitkias shofar came in the chazin and the rab zeir amal the shami, chavinut kali, naktin and the tzara kavana. Al bikfu, viyocha matza, came in the low chazin and bigamara, man the poligale, behedja, lo dachin and lo. The afa gab the tkias shofar lo yotza, hocha yotza. Why? Shekei nene. So what seems to be purely what we call it, an innocent tzrichusa, not really the halacha, the rhymes of the Koran to the Rambam, this is the halacha. This is the halacha. That's what the Ran says. Amazing. That's amazing. And there are some details which come out according to this. Let's take a look at Bosai in source number 27. Ochal matzah below kavana, don shansu akum olistim lecho, yotzeh maso. Then he adds something, which is not in the Gemara. Not in the Gemara. Kevin Shiodea Shalaila Pesach, Vishuchaya Bachilas Matzah, Avam Savashu Chol, Osha Ainzim Matzah, Lo Yotzah. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? That's a big, big chiddush. Who said this? Who said it? They're all said it as quoted by the Ran, but save time. They're not going to look. I'm going to look at the clock. They're all said it. Okay. Problem. If you hold a svar shekeinene, does this all make sense? What shekeinene mean? Even if you are a misazik, you're still yotze the same as your chayiv and chaylev, so you're yotze the mitzvah of matzah. So the question becomes, how can the Shulchan Aruch, who paskins normally is michas shrichas kavana, and in matzah yotze ain't shrichas kavana, presumably because of the reason of the Ran, if that's correct, then he should say you be yotze even if you don't know what's going on. Take a look at the Bir Halacha. In effect, makes this distinction. Number 28. But here it's worse. There are all sets of beferish. And therefore, as we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana, either Rambam holds achila shiny, v'daylanu lahokol mishum svara zu rak mashem etzinu lehedya. Below which layot the klal shel pesa or shentu matzah, after the mezela mahani svara the nene grono. This is very, very, very difficult. Adarabba, if the basis is only misasim b'chalom marayis shekeinene, that implies in the case, in the original case of chalom marayis, you don't know anything. This bi'alacha is very difficult. Okay, this concludes part two. The real pshat Rambam is he holds which is ain't shirkas kavod. And Shomei HaMashmir is different. That's a chayim, but that's, again, we're not going into that. Done. Part three. Part three, we turn to another mitzvah. And that mitzvah is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. This is famous. Source number 30. This is famous. Mi sheshoal oso chaveiro. Ben HaShmoshes. Kam Yimei Sfira. What do you say? Everyone knows this. Yesterday was such and such. Yesterday. Don't tell him what's today. Oh no. If you tell him what's today, then maybe you're ready to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira. And if you fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira, so then you can't make a bracha later on. You'll be a bracha levatala. Okay. That's famous thing. Avokoda ben Ashmoshes, Kevin She'ein Zman Sfira, Ein Bekach Klum. So what's the cutoff point on both sides? Ben Ashmoshes. Ben Ashmoshes is a suffix. Suffix Yom, suffix Laila. So from one side you're involved in a suffix, don't say the day. Okay, don't say the day. Fine. Okay, so we won't say the day. Good. This is a famous rule again. Once again, what are you worried about over here? He had no kavana. But perhaps we paskin mitzvahs. Ancient with kavana, especially if you hold that sphere is over nowadays is the rabbana, which many, many hold. We just saw before the rabbana and shichas kavana, so you're going to be in trouble if you tell them what yesterday was. Okay? You tell them what yesterday was, then you're safe. Fine. But, Rabosai, there was a sif which was left out over here, which is sif gimel, which I'll read to you. We'll see, you'll be able to pick it up from the Magen Avraham. Sif gimel reads as follows. Hamispalal ematzimim bibodyom, Mona imoim below bracha. Vim yiska balayla, yivorech viyisko. That's a previous sif. Magen Avraham 31. Let's take a look. 31. Mi sha'oma ze, linos matim bodyom, tolo buki sriki berabenu. No good. To call shaman bodyom, lo asa velo klum. But Adraba, Kumein Masha'eno. That's ridiculous. If I say that today's date is Zion Tavis, and I'll count today is Ches Tavis. It's a lie. But I'll say it 5 minutes before Shkia. It's still a lie. How can you? It's a lie. Im is Yore Shem Yishkech Mesvira, Yisbech al Svira Zu, for the Kriyash Meshal Arvis. And if you want to say that 5 minutes before is good, some say for plaga mincha is good, maybe. Mechen mashal shel Rabbi Avraham should see it. Rabbi Avraham quotes this. Aval Rambam kosav
Mana velo biret yatsa. I'm the base yosef. Mana velo biret is yatsa. What could be better than that? No. Takanasal kalkalaso.
If you would not be yotze without a bracha, you'd be fine. Since you are yotze without a bracha, Shema yotze berishona, the also shuv levarech, him can tzarech ian. What the Rav Yosef said? So we have a big problem here. What's going on? Everyone understand the question? What is happening with the sphere? Venerally, the also the shitase shem pasek v'sim and samach sevdala the mitzvah shrichos kavana. A little bit of a problem because the Magen Avraham himself said that's part of the Rabbanan, and this might be the Rabbanan. Okay, fine. The imkain yichavim aliva. Watch this. Im es korba laila ein ani mechavim lotis besfirizu. Oh, that's what he means. You make a condition, Rabosai. You make a condition. You hear what's going on, Magen Avraham? You make a condition. It's now, it's before this month. Summer, maybe I can, summer be yotze, maybe, but the other. So if I remember later on, I don't want this to count, then I want to say a bracha later on. Because I forget later on, then this should count for me. And even though this is earlier than the right time, well, maybe it'll work, at least it'll work to be able to count tomorrow with a bracha, b'chule, b'chule, b'chule. So writes the Magen Avraham. Doesn't sound right to me. Doesn't sound right to me in this Magen Avraham at all. Why? Why? We saw before this fellow in Siddal, source number 30, this guy didn't have Kavana Shalolotex. No. No. So maybe he fulfilled the mitzvah already before Beirash Mashas. According to the Magen Avraham. Not only that, if you look at the original din in the Beis Yosef, which should have been here, I'm sorry it's not here, he quotes the original din from the Abu Draham, and I read it to you. I read it to you. Kosav Abu Draham. Kosav amounts of victory. These are the words, this is every word now. Hamispal ematzimim bevod yom. Mone moim below bracha. Meimar Omar, listen carefully. Im esker balayla bebeisi. Do you hear a condition over here? I don't see any conditions. The condition is not found. It seems to me, therefore, it's an incorrect shot. This is the correct shot. This opinion is based upon a Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says, if you can say sphere without a bracha, you haven't done anything. Nothing. Why? I'll ask you a question. Mit brachas ena makris, right? Everyone knows that. All right? Can you bench without a bracha? Can you say kish without a bracha? The brachas not makris. No. Brachas are not makris. If the mitzvah itself has nothing to do with the bracha, a lulav, a shofar, a tefillin, bracha is not miyakas. But if the mitzvah itself is a bracha, of course it's miyakas. So there is a girsa in Rishonim, in the Rav Yoh, the bracha sphira, baruch at Hashem, al kein amelech olam, asher kesham mitzvah al sphira soma, she hayom yom mechad lom, with a shin. That's the case. If you leave out the bracha, it's like leaving out the bracha of benching or bracha of kiddush. You didn't accomplish anything. That's what the Rav Yoh says. The Rokeach has that girsa, the Baril has that girsa. Okay, so of course it's makif. And it goes further than that. It's a famous din. A famous din. It's not a reason. I'm sorry, some Makoros are missing. The famous din, you probably know this din. The Rav Yoh says, it's quoted in the Torah, a person started count sphere, he thinks it's day number four. And in the middle he remembers it's day number five. It's a whole discussion based on Moran Brochus. He starts saying, he thinks it's wine, he thinks it's beer, all complicated sugya. What's the connection? Wine and beer, you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Hamashiach, thinking that it's beer. You're going to say Shahakal. Oh, you discover it's wine, and the bar paragafa. That's in the middle of the bracha. Here, at first glance, they're two separate things. There's a bracha and there's a mitzvah, unrelated. No. The Rav Yoz Lashitaso, Shehayom. The Shehayom, Yom Echad Lomer, is like bar paragafa. So if you start off wrong and end up right, it's a very good comparison to a person who starts off wrong and ends up right in the kavana of beer and wine. Ah, you see that, Clark? Now we understand what's going on. Without a bracha, you're not yotze at all. Zero. Despite the fact that you're not yotze at all, and therefore, for sure, you can make a bracha later on and you remember, if you remember. But even if worst case scenario, you don't remember, the bracha that you said after Plag HaMincha is enough to maintain the Ritzifus, the continuity of the Mitzvah Sfira Soma. Our Rebbe would say, the Rav, all the time, that not the Pshat, that the 49 Mitzvahs is one Mitzvah. No. The 49 Mitzvahs. Except that you can't count 1, 2, 4. You can't count 21, 22, 26. It doesn't work that way. You have to count straight. But the ability to count without an interruption is not necessarily a function of the fulfillment of the mitzvah 49 times. I can perform the counting in a suboptimal way, which would not fulfill the mitzvah. At the same time, it maintains the continuity. And there are a number of examples. One of the more famous ones is Rachmana Letzan, someone's in an onen. So Bilacha quotes, you can't do any mitzvahs, but going to lose out 30, 40 more mitzvahs. No, let him count just to keep the count going, not the shame mitzvah. Sounds strange. But that's what comes out from here. And they discuss this in the context of someone who's a cotton comes by mitzvah during Sfira. I'm sure there's someone in this room I'm coming this during Sfira. So I know about it, although I didn't know it then. Okay? Some say you can't keep going because the first X days didn't count. So they say, no, you counted. Maybe a mitzvah you didn't have because you were underage. Doesn't matter, as long as you didn't miss a day. The truth is, if you look at the original sources, not in the way it's quoted in Mishnah Berurah, we all know, if you forgot to count by night, if you counted by day, you can keep going. So Mishnah Berurah writes, Svek Svek. That's partially not correct. If you look at the original source in Truma Sedeshin, Svek Svek is in the case where you're not sure if you counted yesterday. When it comes to this, he says, no. Because you need Tmimus and you have Tmimus. Which means if you count by day, the mitzvah perhaps you don't have. It's a machlokas rishonim. But, listen carefully, even if you don't have a mitzvah, you can still have maintained the continuity and keep counting the next day. And it's muchrach this way. Because the person who said this whole cheshvan is the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh, we just learned, said before, if you don't make a bracha, it's nothing. Bracha is on the me'akam in the mitzvah. How can the Rav Yoh say, you count by day without a bracha and keep going? Tied to the sasra. No. The answer is, in order to keep it going, you don't have to have a mitzvah, you just have to have the count. That's pshat. After Plag HaMincha is the same thing. You can count just to keep it going, but it's certainly not a mitzvah. For sure not. For sure not a mitzvah. For sure not. Oh. This is how it goes. So now, Rabosai, we have to get to the last part of the shiur, which is global again. We've had three excursions, if you will. We had the excursion to Shema, as being an exception according to the Rashba. Shofar, where he said according to the Rambam, Kavanah Shemea Mashmiya. We had a discussion of Sfiras Omer, which we explained something not based on the Tanai that the Mogan Avraham said. But this leads to the final question. Can you make a Tanai? Can you make a Tanai in a mitzvah? So I heard from my Rebbe of Salivation that no. Chaim said no. You cannot do a mitzvah like tonight. Either yes or no. None of this iffy, wishy-washy stuff. Yes or no. Einig Yontav also says so. And he based on the Rebbe Sefer Ksubis. Mils of the less of Mishlichus, less of the tonight. I can't have you put on my tefillin for me. or say Kriya Shema for me, or count Sfira for me. If I answer Amen, that's a different story, Shema Kona, but you can't do it without me. So I can't make it tonight either. Fine. Interestingly, Kasha the Magen Avraham. He said the Shulchan Aruch is the Shitosa. Kamzi, Machzah Shekel number 32. Any Mechavel Otzis. Haimis Stomad Lo Yotza. Who Adin Afilu Avis Sfilu Lera Beis Yosef Ein Tzichas Kavona. Havi Motza Lameimar Shemizkaven Shalol Otzis. To the Chulei Alma Lo Yotza Afilu Ein Tzichas Kavona. That's what the Rishonim say. That even if mitzvahs ain't shirchas kavana, but kavana shel alotish is effective. Okay. So yes, the kasha. Why did Magen Avraham say, "Ein li miskaven lotzeis"? He just should have said, "Stam." The stam we pass in mitzvahs shirchas kavana. Machta shekels kasha. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. Answer both kashas, one with the other. Mills of the lesser, but Shalichah's lesser than tonight. Okay. How do you know this? B'nei Goda B'nei Ruvein. Right? B'nei Goda B'nei Ruvein. Fetos the kasha. Someone says something. A sale, even a marriage or divorce, and he makes a condition. And he neglects to formulate the condition precisely to conform to B'nei Goda B'nei Ruvein. Tonight, Kofel, Hein Konum Lulav, Hein Konum Lamaisa. Fred Tosfos, he doesn't want the sale. He doesn't want the marriage or divorce. So why does it work? Tosfos Kasha, Ksuba Safdun Gova Menal. I'll give you his lashon. Quote, He loved the Alfina Mitznai B'nei Goda B'nei Ruvein. Hava Amina, Dishum Tnai, Eino Mevatala Samaisa. No Tnai would work. Why not? You don't want to get married or divorced or sell. Why not? Oh. So perhaps the answer is as follows. There's an expression of the Gemara Masechta Ksuba Daf Yotes, Tnai Milsa Achrita. What does that mean? That means when a person does something, he does it absolutely. He does the maisa. The maisa is a maisa, condition or no condition. So you want the maisa, mechira, kiddushin, gerishin, no matter what. You're trying to make the chalos, the effectiveness of the sale or the marriage or the divorce, dependent on the fulfillment of some kind of condition. How does that work? A special gzeiras hakasuv of Bnei Goda Bnei Ruvein. You didn't get it right, you're stuck. If you look at Birchas Shmuel in Bava Metzia, Siman Tezayin, he quotes his pshat named Rav Chaim. When I would teach the Talmidim, I give the following example. Maybe some people smile and remember the example I used to give. I said, a guy is driving a car, and he puts his foot on the gas. Okay, fine. He wants the car to go. Then, there's a wall ahead of him. Steps on the brake. The problem is a leak, and the brakes don't work. So the car goes right into the wall. I didn't want to go into the wall. Fix your brakes, man. So the guy, he does a Maisa Kiddushin, a Gerish, and a Mechira. He wants to put a brake on it, called the Tanai, but the Tanai didn't work. So he goes into the wall. So, because he wanted the Maisa to happen. Okay, that's what I suggested. Example, just to wake everybody up a little bit. So now, Rabosai is a Mishnah Lamelech, who says, this whole need for a Xeris HaKosov of Tanai B'nei Goda B'nei Ruvein is only a Tanai Lehabo. Right? If you cross the Yarden, you'll get this. If not that, it's future. How can you make something conditional on something in the future? Impossible. But if it's a Tanai in the past, if this happened yesterday, then this, that you can do, point to the Mishnah Lamelech, per Gvav and the Chazishas, even if it's not formulated like Bnei Goda Bnei Ruvein. What's the pshat? I've heard this from my Rebbe, Zichron of the Brocha. In that kind of a case, The Maisa itself is Al HaTanai. You can't make a Maisa Al HaTanai if it's a future contingency. You can't do. But if it's a question of what happened yesterday, then perhaps you're able to create such a condition that if this didn't happen yesterday, not just that the chalos is not chal, it's not effective, but the mice is no mice either. And therefore, if it didn't happen, we can view it in the category of toes. That's what my Rebbe explained. It's like a mistake. But you can't have a mistake in the future. A mistake can only be in the past. They make a kiddushe toes based on things which happened in the future. Crazy people. A toes means something happened in the past. So here too, if it's based on a past contingency, you can say it's a toes, even if it doesn't conform to B'nai God of B'nai Reuven, as opposed to something in the future. This being the case for both sides, make the following situation. You know, since we, one more just in passing before we conclude, you know the Avnei Nez is a famous condition when it comes to Afikoyim. Anyone familiar with that? World famous. If you pass the Rabbi Akiva, they have all night. Yeah. If you pass the Rabbi Akiva, this should be my mitzvah matzah before Chatzos. So they quote in the Koray Kodesh from Shimon Shkop, Milsa the lesson of Shlichus lesson of Tanai. Doesn't work. But if I'm right, maybe it does work. Past tense. It was given B'Sinai, either like Rabbi Akiva, it was given like Rabbi Akiva and Azariah. Maybe it can work. Derech Agav, the Briskerov also held that tonight doesn't work, but you don't need it tonight. If the Briskerov outdid the Avnei Nez, who better have it tonight? You have a Kazai Smatin before Chatzos, it works without it tonight. That's not for now. Fine. But now we get to my final punchline. I know I have only 6 minutes to go. I believe that we'll finish in 6 minutes. You may have heard this at various bar mitzvahs. This is a very famous bar mitzvah term. Very famous. It's quoted from Rabbi Chonan, and I think Rabbi Sheftas in the back of the standing is quoted from Halichas Aliyo, that the Rabbi quoted from his grandfather, Elia Prushina. Not mistaken. See, I think it's also in the back here somewhere. Let's see. Mashnism Rabbi Gon Rav Tzadik Rabbi Chonan, Mrs. Chavon Abal Toysif, Kene Rabbi Rabbein Aloma B'Shem Asaba Shalom, Rabbi Elia Prushina, Rechene B'Sifro Halichas Aliyo. So we have Rabbi Sheftas quoted twice today in the sheet. Good. What does Rabbi Chonan say? Rabbi Elia Prushina say like this: if Mitzvah Shlichus Kavana, then the Kavana is a part of the Maisa Mitzvah. If Mitzvah Ain Shlichus Kavana, a Maisa without Kavana is a Maisa Mitzvah. And even if your Mechamin Shalolah says, what are you missing? You're missing only the Kiyuma Mitzvah. But a Maisa Mitzvah it is. My nafkamina, you're over on Baltosif, even Kavana Shalolotis. That's a famous kasha. The Erevin says the question of Baltosif with two pairs of tefillin. Not going into the details now. If mitzvah shichas kavana, you have no problem. If ain't shichas kavana, you have a big problem. So yes, what do you mean? Have Kavana Shalolotis. The answer is it won't help you. Because Kavana Shalolotis, all it means is no kima mitzvah. Baltosif is never a kima, especially for maisa mitzvah. That's the famous Rebbe Chon. Fine. If that's the case, maybe we can go back and say like this. At the moment, Avraham holds that if mitzvahs ain't shvilas kavano, you cannot make any conditions. So ma'isa mitzvah anyway. It's impossible to have a kiyum and mitzvah al t'nai, like a chalos al t'nai. You need b'nei God and b'nei Reuven, less of a shlich, less of a t'nai. But, perhaps the Avraham holds, if mitzvahs shvilas kavano, he holds you can make a condition. What's the condition? Like this. I'm making a condition that's not a Maisa Mitzvah at all, even, he holds, in a Tanai Sheba Osset. Would he come down? Would he come parable? Like Rebbe said, according to the Rambam, Me'achshav, a person says Me'achshav, you don't need to know if they got a Reuven. It's a future condition. But you say Me'achshav, or I'm going to ask him Me'achshav, you don't need to know if they got a Reuven. This is the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Magen Avraham. You can make it tonight, but he says only making it tonight, what? If you hold mitzvahs, shrichas, kavana. He has the kasha, machzah, shekel. Who cares, shrichas, kavana? Even if ain't shilas kavanah, kavanah shalolatzis. No, then a tanai wouldn't work. Then a tanai wouldn't work. Of course, if Chaim and the Onigantav hold no, it's wrong. Because if mitzvah shrichas kavanah, without kavanah, it's called a misasek. When you make a tanai, if I have kavanah, if something happens, then I have kavanah. If not, I'm a misasek. That doesn't make any sense. You don't misasek, not a misasek. That's not subject to conditions. So this, therefore, would be the machloekis, the gedolei aposkim. Can you have a mitzvah tanai or not? And just to wrap up on the final page, take a look, 33. V'tov loma b'shachas achashma yisroel baruch shem, ki lefamim shomim kriyashma lekroso shalom b'zman. 34 b'kivege, on the Magen Avraham. You shouldn't do it unless you're afraid you're going to miss this man kriyashma. Why? Because it's better that the kriyashma d'oraisa al seder abrochos. Says b'kivege, no. B'yorish atzibur yaru z'man kriyashma yechavim b'derech t'nai. Im yaru ye yotzim ezeh. Vim lo yaru lo yotzim. Kemo shekosav habes yosef simen tapat. Then Sfiris Omer. Ah. But we said you can't make it tonight. The Shulchan Aruch, we're not going to Ramos tonight, but the Poshpat and the Mechavit, Ramos don't hold from it tonight. So what's he talking about? No. It's what's called a risk-averse attitude. You're afraid they're going to miss this man. So if they miss this man, and you don't say Shema, you miss the Mrs. Sassi Darais, the Muvus Lo Yuchal Disco. If they made this man, no. So you didn't say the Kriyashma Darais Al Seder Abroch. It's not so bad. Because the Ramon have used the word tonight, only the Rabbi Kivag mentioned over here. So on both sides, I have 1 minute to summarize. We had a shir, if you will, klali, on Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. We began by mentioning the Gemara as a machloikas, at Tanoi Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. There's a machloikas between the Ramban and the Rashba, is there a unique Kavana with respect to Shema or not? The Ramban says no, and the Rashba says yes. Ramban says that the first post of Shema is the entire Shema, nothing else. The Rashba says the whole thing is Shema. Then we spoke a little bit about the mitzvah of shofar. Going to my Rebbe's pshat from Chaim and the Rambam, the unique mitzvah kavana here as well. Kavana shemeya mashmir. Normally he passes mitzvahs ein shemas kavana. Others say he holds mitzvahs shemas kavana. We saw a distinction between the raisis and the rabbanan based on tosis, maybe some ikar adin, not merely as a pshara as the Bach would have it based on the rush. We gave an explanation based on the meshech chochma, as we said earlier. Then we spoke a little bit about Sfiras Omer, where the Baruch has a Tanai, which we thought was not the Poshup Shat in the Mechaber, it's not based upon the Tanai, but rather it's based on the fact that before the Shkia, you're not Yotzi at all, but it still keeps the count going. Then we discussed the issue of Tanai B'mitzvahs a little bit. Can it work or can it not work, based upon the Yisodos we had established before. I want to thank you all for coming, and we should be Zocha L'Hagdol Torah L'Hadira.
Shkoyach, Rabbi. Shkoyach to you.
Everyone's invited for lunch. And then we'll have a question and answer session with both Rav Willing and Rav Schefter. And we'll conclude at 2 o'clock. If there's a desire, that will be
Gabi!
My first cousin.
Your Shapiro?
Well, my mother was. My mother was Shapiro, and her father, Lenny Shapiro, was a brother.
Lenny, you know Lenny too? Sure, I know Gabi Shapiro. Sure.
So how can you make... I'm going to daven at 9 o'clock, because my Krishna is 9:15, so I'll say Krishna before I go to daven.
Right.
But tonight.
No, I'm against tonight. Just say the whole thing straight.
No.
Oh, how are you?
But I said earlier, without the prophets, I lose.
You lose. Daven somewhere else. Daven Ashkabam.
So I'm nicely saying that, according to everybody, making such a time won't work.
I'm saying tonight won't. That's my Rebbe. Not me, but one from Rebbe from Chaim.
So I don't. And I want to understand clarity. Why doesn't it work?
Ain't tonight, but mitzvahs. Can't make Krishma with Shliach. Yeah. Can't make Krishma with
Shliach. So I said, if Maisa later is this man, and I don't know because Papi Shmaid is this man, we're making this calculation. Bechora, then I'm Yotzi then. So then, what I said before was Tor Balma.
No problem.
Well, why can't you say that?
Good. To do that. This is the question. What's going to happen? In my opinion, if you make it tonight's butler, you owe to no matter what.
The first time.
First time, and you will not have Kriyashma the rice of Seder Abroch. So what? You're right. So what? There's one person I'm sure is going to be here. It's Alan
I don't know, but I can imagine.